podcast is for big kids over 8 years old.
ABC Listen.
All right, who's ready for a riddle? What has a sting but no wings and was every olden day school kid's worst nightmare? Nobody's going to like this answer.
Wait.
What?
Wait.
They did what?
They did what? What?
They did what?
What was that?
That can't be true.
What?
What? What? What?
That blows my mind.
That's wild.
What?
They did
that's
what?
Ridiculous.
So wrong.
Wait.
They did what?
What?
Wait, they did what? Is the podcast that proves the good old days old people keep banging on about were less good and more low-key horrific. I'm Tiliotti Black and today we're going back in time. Way, way back to the 1990s. Well, I mean, in the context of forever, that wasn't too long ago. That's probably the time your parents were around your age. Listen to old mate here and see if you can guess what he was talking about in 1994.
They should be hurt, but they shouldn't be maimed, and it should be done in such a way as to frighten the living daylights out of them.
Love his energy. So could you guess what this guy from the 90s is talking about when he says, they should be hurt and frightened, but not maimed? Is he referring to A, naughty dogs, B, bad guy criminals, C, swooping magpies, D, school students, or E, people whose noses make whistly noises?
Dogs that bite people.
Swooping magpies.
B, criminals.
Bow, bow. That was former politician Vince Lester explaining his preferred punishment for school kids. Because up until the 90s, and even later in a few places, it was perfectly normal for teachers and other school staff to hit kids.
Yes. Oh, yes. Schools used to be run by nuns. If someone was, like, maybe 1 minute late, they would get a big whoop with the cane.
Wasn't there, like, a paddle they used as well?
The belt. And you just get whacked if you did something, like, out of line with the other students.
Yep, teachers would hit kids with a paddle, a stick, a ruler, a belt or strap, but usually the weapon of choice was the cane.
Yeah, my papa told me that. They used to get cane and stuff.
They smack it over your knuckles.
Or your palm of your hands or your bum.
My dad's talked about it. He said he used to, in winter, he used to wear an extra pair of jeans underneath.
Go double pant, Dad! And hold on to your school hats for this fun fact. More than 100 years ago, Australia phased out flogging inmates in prisons, but in South Australia, hitting kids at some schools was technically still allowed until 2019!
That is crazy.
Yeah, I think it's, like, quite harmful.
It's like child abuse.
So what do you reckon troublemaking kids actually did to get the cane?
Like being late.
Talking in the middle of the teacher.
Getting into a fight.
Back chatting.
Very glad that they don't have the cane today because I would probably get it.
I'm glad for you too, buddy. Listen to this naughty list from the 1980s.
Three Year 10 girls had truanted on a Friday afternoon in early June. And as a result of that incident, they were all caned.
Quick note, truanting is a fancy word for wagging or skipping class. Carry on.
One student here received three cuts of the cane for breaking into the school, while another got two for throwing a rubber. There's also the case of one student who got the cane for apparently killing a mouse in a science lesson.
Yikes. Okay, so maybe the mouse killer deserved a detention or two, and anyone would choose a detention over caning. Wouldn't they? Right?
I'm in favour of corporal punishment because it is a deterrent for the younger forms.
Well, I can't see that there's any other effective way to deter a person from, doing what's wrong. I talk to them or, work after school. I don't think it does any good whatsoever. It doesn't hurt them at all.
It's an easier, or really an easier form of punishment than, say, staying in after school or something, or writing out lines, and, I'd much rather get it over and done with.
Those traitors, I mean kids, were actually in favour of the cane back in the 1960s. But eventually hitting kids was banned because loads of experts across the globe agreed that kids have rights, and that causing them pain doesn't help, well, anyone.
This kid knew what he was talking about in 1967.
It brings a personal hatred between the student and the teacher. Psychologists all over the world have proved this, that it might bring relief to the teacher, but it does not act as a personal deterrent to the students.
What do you reckon, wise young'uns of today?
It'd affect their relationships with their teachers, one, and also they would probably end up, like, kind of scared, and also it'd affect their, like, mental health.
Like, you have feelings for teachers, like, you have, like, emotions, like, happy and excited to be teached by that teacher, but then in olden days, like, every day you'd rock up at school, like, you'd be scared.
Right? Has no one read Matilda? We need more Miss Honeys and less Miss Trunchbulls in the world. And that, my friends, is a little something to pop up your superior sleeve for when an older person starts a story with, "Back in my day." Till next time, I'll catch you on... Wait, they did what?
What?
They did what?
They did what?
I can't believe that. Hey, so hitting people is no joke. If you or someone you know is being hurt by anyone, you should tell a trusted adult. Or you could also try calling the kids' helpline. They are on 1-800-55-1800. Find weekly podcast episodes of Wait, They Did What? In the Kids tab of ABC Listen. You can also find us on the ABC Big Kids YouTube channel.